KCZ, mobile and listening.
And then Saturday, it's tentative. It depends on whether the government opens in time or not. That I think we may have slipped past the deadline, but I may not be having, we may not be having the National Weather Service Great Lakes Office as a semi-annual meeting. They normally have it in person at the office there, as well as online. I think it's going to be an online meeting only at this point. But anyway, that's the case. So you all are welcome to join in, even if you're not in part of District 2 or District 3. It might be of interest to learn what the weather coming out. But
let's see. I think we're probably a really inexpensive one of those mini PC bricks
I already had a bunch of the existing components for it here, so I've got that. And my next job here at the house is converting that over to take advantage of that to replace the old laptop to run all my digital stuff here. So given all the vagaries and other weirdness associated with the operating system, that's going to keep me nice and occupied for at least a little while until I manage to get all that stuff operational. Other than that, not too much going on. Nice little rain, but looking forward to the fall. With that, back to you. This is KO8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
Alright, KKDD, KDD, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, I hope the upgrade goes well. Those are always fun exercises to go through, that's for sure. 9 years out of a Windows machine is a good morning. Thanks to you, Jeff Bundick from accounting. We could deal with that. Group.io is the basis for our distribution list for the MIARPMC. And we also do have other capabilities that come with that that we haven't fully taken advantage of. But you're doing PDBs now, PDBs as well. And as far as the set, you mentioned the set and after the set, and the one thing I've got on standing on my to-do list is to get the after-action report finalized and back out. Comments for me late last week, and I've got to internalize those, get those into the report, and I'll send the report out to the and I'm looking to help with the improvement process. We have always have a few things we want to do to improve our capability further. So more to come with that, and the report will go out onto the MIARPFC website under an Oxcom area, so you'll need your account to log in and see the report. So we'll try to put it out there to share. Alright, let's go. N8WRO, and then we'll take a standby. Mr. Kim, how are things in McComb County?
Yeah, thank you, Max, for the airtime. I appreciate it. This is Tim, one of the AECs in Macomb County. We just had one of our in-person meetings, the first one after the set, and EC Dave demonstrated the ResGrid app, which is a CAD dispatching application we are considering using that might assist, you know, our set dispatch center during the drills. And then also our Deputy EC Mike did a WinLink refresher course specializing on that field situation report. The only other thing would be I was going to go to White Lake to my con meeting as well, but I do hear that's going to be just an off-site meeting rather as opposed to being on-site. The FCC is down. The website, as we know, is down, so our postcard recruitment project is on a little bit of a hiatus, but hopefully that won't last for long. Thank you to N8OBU for the link. I'm going via Mount Clemens UFH repeater. And with that, I will turn it back to Net Control. N8WRO, back to you, Max.
All right, Tim, thank you for the comments. I hope you are able to pick up our phone charge on us and keep that rolling. We have a and we are taking a pause here. This is the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner. This is a pause here. If anyone else would like to join the net, please call now.
WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, no traffic, over.
WD8 AXC, we've got you in there, you've got a good readable signal too. Next station, please.
Here is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, no traffic.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, also good signal, next station. Are there any relays? All right, hearing none, we'll continue on down the roster. We start up with Whiskey Delta A Uniform Sierra Alpha, and then we'll go back into Macomb County, KE4ZYQ. Yes, Control, how are things over in Kent County?
First of all, Max Radio Check, I'll copy, over.
I still have you good readable.
Okay, thank you. I ask you the same, but you say sometimes to readable. Just afternoon to the next, good afternoon to you, Max, thanks for running it. Well, first of all, before I submit it, ARRL was having a major effort to get HROs repealed. I'm sure you all know about that. They made available a simple form letter you could submit to your representative and senator regarding getting the restrictive covenants removed on private properties and condos and so forth. It's a duty service form to use. Just go to the ARL website and look up, I think it's obvious there, right on the homepage, right away. Or some such, and click on that, and all you do is enter the call sign, bam, everything else is done. You have an option to read the letter, but if you don't want to do that, just hit send, and then your representatives and senators will get that letter. That's really very important, so I urge everybody to do that. And I also urge those of you who have never submitted USHR and SAR to think about doing that, especially public service, whether it's passing traffic, maintaining a remote back door board, whatever it is, and a lot of things go into that, attending nets, or meetings that you might have with your SERP agencies. There's a category for all of that, and net attendance. So if you've ever considered submitting a PSHR, I highly recommend you do that, because that will put a dollar figure on the time that we volunteer. And while governments may not understand what we do, they do understand dollar signs. So. And that goes to protect our frequency spectrum. So a few things you might want to keep in mind. And let's see, in the county here, well, we had a successful SCT. I was not able to be there in person, but I was up north camping, but I had my second in command run the operation. And we had, it's a good thing we kind of checked things over Friday or Thursday before we discovered we had to update the Windows 11 computer, and then had login program problems after we were done. But we addressed that issue before the set, not during. So we were ready to play, and boy, they played well, and I think my troops did excellent. The new radio station, except for that one login problem on one of the computers, performed flawlessly. So I couldn't be more proud of the team. And anyway, so I crossed that there down that, but they did a great job. Okay, I guess that's about all I got, Max. And everybody start breaking out your winter coats there, over.
All right, Joe, KDUSA, KEAPON, Misconception ARPS, CNET. Well, yeah, your team did do a nice job there in the set. We had contact with them at the SEOC on several different frequencies, and I think including shares. As far as the volunteer effort goes, that's a good reminder for folks. There's actually a few ways that we count volunteer effort. A couple of them are done by your emergency coordinators and net managers. First off, the county, there's a volunteer hours that get submitted, and that gets collected in, they put it in online on the on our website. That gets all totaled up. I extract that along with a set of net reports, that Mark Schock at ADP puts in. He collects those net reports, which shows traffic and check-ins on various traffic nets, such as the MaxNet, MITN, ThisVeryNet, and so forth. Those get tallied up. So those two reports are bundled together. And then the other thing that Mark collects is what Joe's talking about, PSHR, that's not the prostate exam, that is the public service honor roll is what that stands for. And as he said, it's got several different categories of do you have any appointments that you need, that you do, did you put in any additional hours of public service or public safety time, and so forth. And then the second part of that reporting is the station activity report, that's the SAR. And that one is indicating if you participate in any traffic nets, did you handle any traffic? Did you originate any traffic? Did you relay any traffic? Did you receive traffic? And did you also get to deliver it to its final destination? And you get to get points for those as well. And those points also do get... those counts also get translated into some dollar values, but not as part of the section reporting. Those are done at AWR headquarters. So those all get bundled together and that all gets sent to headquarters as part of the section report. So it is good. I always tell people that you're unsure if you spend 5 minutes to send them, if you send them, any person in the counter doesn't know it because on that counter everything is done. And Whiskey Bravo 8, you're Whiskey Romeo, you're up for comment.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Whiskey Romeo,
you're
up
for comment. Okay, no, nothing heard there, we'll move down to Raptor to W3AXB, followed by WA4MLB. Mr. Charlie, how are things going here?
Yeah, good afternoon, Max. This is WD8AXB. Charlie here in Kalamazoo County, in beautiful District 5. And, yep, we've been inundated with lots and lots of rain starting yesterday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and almost continuously having drizzle or drops or hard rain, so we definitely got the streams and rivers and lakes topped off with more rainwater. We haven't had a rain like that in a long time. Did not participate in the SET this year. Spent time with the wife, and the wife and I went to the Kalamazoo Expo Center, where there was the combination Kalamazoo Hamfest and the Michigan Antique Radio Club having their meet. So we were definitely doing a lot of ham radio, just not on the air at that time. So nice to see that Blue County did submit a report. Some SET activity. So I was happy to read that. And then last Sunday, I missed the net because I was helping a friend put up a G5RV antenna. He had a lot of help with a guy with a very portable bucket lift arm. And so got the rope up in the trees, and then pulled the wire ends up and restrung some cable. Instead of using 50 ohm cable, we used 75 ohm RG6 cable. And I told him it would work, and by golly, it did work. His auto tuner works fine. And so soon we'll have N8 NOR back on the airwaves. He had a big tree take his antenna down last May, like right after Hamvention. So he's been off the air for a few months. But today he was out to dinner, so he'll join up after hopefully next Sunday. And one more thing to mention is that the St. Joseph County, Michigan Amateur Radio Club, we're scheduled to try a brief POTA activation at a local state game area next Saturday. So it's a state game area that does have a quota number. So we'll set up a station or two and call it a club gathering before Winter Field Day comes up in January. So that's the word from here, Max. Your signal's making it between the QRM. Watching the screen on my FT991A shows a very busy 40-meter activity today. So we're sandwiched right in between some other nets or other activities. So good to hear everybody here, and hello to Joe in Kent County, and hello to Brett also in District 5. AE8DON, back to you, sir, from WD8AXB. Over.
Michigan Central QRC net. Yeah, it's, well, yeah, we were kind of within the tunnel, but I think it must be the QSO parties in Illinois, that was a portable station operating during the tunnel. It might be to help out any, get him back up on the air. Yeah, we missed him being on the net here. So I hope it was cold enough when you put the antenna up, otherwise it may not work properly. Let's see, we'll go next to WA4MLD, and that will take us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Ray, how are things going?
Yeah, good afternoon, WA4MLD, Ray, and down here in the bottom of Macomb County, and I'm not in Detroit, but I can see it from here, and everybody sounds really good today. You've already had a good report from guys here in the county, and so I won't add to that. I'll add one more to your body count, and like the Brits used to say in World War II, keep calm and carry on. Everybody have a good week. WA4MLD.
Yeah, please, you know,